I'm very much afraid of snakes. And so when I read about or see someone like yourself who specializes in snakes, it makes me wonder what initially drew you to them, because most people, again, are kind of hardwired to fear snakes.
This is a whole interesting topic in that I'm curious about whether or not people are hardwired to fear snakes, or if this is like, is it a case of nature or nurture, or to what degree could either of those be playing roles? In my case, my earliest memories are if I see a snake, I want to touch it. I'm drawn to it. It's beautiful, and I want to be closer. I want to be able to appreciate its sinuous movements and look at the scales and how they interlock like some ancient knight's armor. I've just always loved them. When I was very small, my parents taught at the Lahore American School in Pakistan, and now I don't have many memories of this time, but they brought me to a snake walla. This is like a cobra charmer. And that I just love that snake, its big spreading hood and whatnot, as it would rise up out of the snake charmer's basket. And I've just always been absolutely entranced by them. And it is completely emotionally alien to me, the idea of being either frightened of or being at all frightened or disgusted by these, to me, fascinating and magnificent creatures. And a lot of the people I talk with who studied them, kind of they generally feel the same way. They see a snake, and their immediate thought is, "We can be friends," and they go and touch it. I have to admit that, like when I see, for example, a rattlesnake, I am drawn to touch that animal. Now, I don't, because that's a very bad idea, but there's a part of me that when I see that, I want to know how it feels. And so I'm curious, like, what is that difference? Why would someone, like, is it how we're born, where someone like me, I just don't have any of that innate fear of snakes? Now, I don't love it when there's a spider on my glasses while I'm hiking. That can give me the heebie-jeebies a bit, but not with snakes at all. Or like, are some people born one way and another, or could culture be a part of it? Where, so often what our parents fear and love ends up being things that we fear and love.
What do you consider some of the top misconceptions about snakes?
Oh gosh, there's a laundry list. And I don't always love repeating some of them because some of the research about misinformation and misconceptions suggests that as we repeat them, even if we debunk them, the average person tends to mostly remember the misconception. But to more directly answer your question, one of the big ones, because Snake Road, most of the snakes we encounter there are cottonmouths. Now, cottonmouths are, they're semi-aquatic pit vipers. They're venomous. And they have this reputation of being these nasty, aggressive snakes that will come after people and follow them and try to bite them. And it's absolute hooey. I've spent around 1,000 hours outside in the field in close proximity to specifically cottonmouths. I've been around, literally thousands of these animals, photographing them, taking notes on them, being very close to them, sometimes in large numbers. These snakes, they ignore you if they possibly can. If you get too close, they will open their mouths, and what we call it gaping. They gape at you to show the white interior of the mouth. But even that isn't an aggressive act. What that snake is doing is fundamentally polite. It's drawing attention to itself. It's saying, hey, here I am. I'm a venomous snake. You might not have seen me a moment ago, which might be why you're so close to me. But now you're too close to comfort, so I should introduce myself to you. Hi, please step back. That's what that snake is saying to you. There was a study a few years back where researchers would, say, stand next to a cottonmouth. They would step on a cottonmouth gently. They weren't trying to hurt it. And pick up a cottonmouth. And they found that these snakes were very reluctant to bite. Now, they would eventually, but we're talking like a less than 50% chance of biting when you're stepping on a snake. That is not the action of a vicious, nasty thing that wants to hurt you. That's, in my opinion, pretty polite. Let me tell you, if I'm just, say, sunbathing, and like you come up and put your foot on my chest, I'm going to bite you a whole lot faster than that snake will.
Can you tell me when you first heard about Snake Road, and then explain to listeners what makes Snake Road so special?
I first learned about Snake Road back in 2014 when I moved to Southern Illinois to take a tenure track job at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. Well, I'm from North Dakota. And so I, of course, was going off of stereotypes and misconceptions, because that's how people are. When I thought about Illinois, I thought, okay, bunch of windswept cornfields. There's nothing here. And then I got to Southern Illinois and realized, oh my goodness, this place is amazing. It is gorgeous. And doing some just light research with my folks about the area, it was actually my mom who discovered Snake Road. And gosh, I think they'd come with me to help settle me in. And I think we might have even gone the following day. This was in the middle of summer, and so the migration wasn't going on. We didn't see much except for a couple of North American racers that crossed the road as we drove. But I was just entranced with this idea of this place where you could go and expect to see lots of snakes. And so we made a note on the calendar to go back in fall when the migration happened. And, oh, my goodness, I just fell in love. Pretty much my whole year revolved around, is it the migration or am I getting ready for the next migration? And so what makes Snake Road so very special is kind of a number of confluences. So if you look at where Southern Illinois is on a map, it's very, very central in the overall U.S. And the way the how should I put this? So animals from the west are right at the edge of their western range at Snake Road. Animals from the east are right at the edge of their range in Snake Road. Animals from the north are at the southern edge of their range. Animals from the south are at the northern edge of their range. And so you've got this place where you have a tremendous variety of creatures that are able to live there. And what really makes Snake Road special is that it's located, so you have this road running north and south. It's 2.7 miles long. On the east side of the road is Pine Hills Bluff. Now, this is a limestone bluff. Limestone is important. Limestone is water soluble. So over time, these bluffs develop these deep fissures and cracks. And they're pretty small, but big enough for things like reptiles and amphibians to get into and hide below the frost line during winter. So this is a huge, safe place for them. And because the bluff faces directly west, this basically turns it into a battery. The sun hits that bluff for a huge amount of time each day, and that absorbs all this heat. And so not only do the cracks allow the snakes to descend away from the frost line, but the bluff itself stays relatively warm. And so during the summer, during the summer, it stays relatively cool. During the winter, it stays relatively warm. So it's this very stable kind of anchor in the habitat. And then to the west of Snake Road, you have LaRue Swamp. And so you've got this all this water, you've got frogs and sirens and birds, all these animals that are able to live there. So you've got this wide variety of habitat. Where over there in the west, you got the swamp, which transitions then into some forest. Then you have your road. Then you have your bluff. And on top of the bluff, you've got hill prairies and more woods. So there's all this habitat. And these animals have to, at least the ones that overwinter in the bluffs, each spring and fall, they cross Snake Road in order to get to the bluff for safety and then to leave the bluff to go about their lives. And since we have this wonderful gravel road, which really should have never been built there, but oh well, it's there, so let's take advantage of it. They have to cross this road, and so they're easy to see as they do. And so it's this nice accessible place where you can just walk up and down this road and see all these different animals as they go back and forth.